Welcome to the Missourinette Press Pass. My name is Darren Job. With me is Brent Martin eating ice cream and Bob Pretty watching.
And it's a sight to see.
Bob already ate his ice cream.
It's amazing.
Hey, you asked us if we could do this, and I said as long as I could keep eating my ice cream.
And you can. Just eat quietly.
Thank you.
And not in the microphone. But you can pop up your peas.
John, our producer, has been giving me dirty looks.
I know we want to spend some time on all of the recent economic development issues that have been happening all over the state, and since both houses or excuse me, the state legislature is on break, that is taking center stage. So everybody else has been talking about Budweiser. Let's skip that for a moment, or maybe not come to it at all. But could we talk about Bombardier?
Sure. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of the talk about Bombardier has decided to stay closer to home. What we understand, and it's so difficult from our perspective to really know exactly what's happening. I think it's difficult for the people involved to know what's happening. And Bob will address one of the things that we were asking throughout the legislative process. And it's a question this, but apparently it came down to Kansas City International or Montreal. Supposedly the big change or what tilted in Montreal's favor or suburb of Montreal is that they build the wings for this plane in Ireland, mm-hmm. Ireland, and the United Kingdom and Quebec put their offers together, link them. If you want our offers, you know, where they're together. If you go to Kansas City, you don't get them, sort of. And supposedly that tilted it to their advantage. One of the things that came out of that in talking to Senator Shields, Economic Development Director Steinhoff, was the possibility of Bombardier may locate a facility at Kansas City International, not what they had hoped for, but one that could employ up to 1,000 or maybe even more than 1,000 jobs, customizing business jets, which is part of what they do. Bombardier is the third largest airplane manufacturer in the world. And they do a lot of different things. They said they were impressed with Missouri. They were impressed with KCI. And they still may want to do business with Missouri and that. So, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag. And I think the thing we were talking about that Bob might address is the whole thing of whether we were being used to get a better deal out of Canada or not. And that's difficult to assess.
Yeah. Well, and don't forget also the unions up in Canada
gave
some concessions too in the last week before this decision was made. So that might have been the final nail. That was a question we asked throughout the legislative session while Missouri was putting this tax package together and putting it on the table. And I asked at the end of the session or after the passage of the bill, so we've made our deal. We've put our stuff on the table. People up in Canada know what we're offering. Aren't they going to be able to use that to compete against us? And the answer was, well, they might, but we had to put an offer out there. And, you know, nobody's ever going to bite on a fish hook if you never put it in the water.
Right.
So whether people come to us and we make a pitch and they use our pitch to get a better deal back home, that's something we can't control. But if Missouri's going to attract industry, it's going to have to put things on the table for people to be looking at and people to be considering, and that's part of the process. And the people who drafted the tax package for Bombardier did it in a much different way than most of the tax packages, which are basically giveaways. This one was done where these people would not get these tax breaks until they had built a plant and were actually employing people, which is much different than the usual tax giveaways that we've had in the state of Missouri. So this kind of approach is a new technique, a new approach that Missouri's industrial developers can use, not only at the state level, but even at the local community level, that could pay off down the road. But this time, the first time through, it didn't work. But, you know, there's always companies that want to move. And in fact, one is setting up shop down in Sykeston, and eventually they're going to have 350 people down there at that factory. But they're consolidating their operations in Sykeston, Missouri, and they're getting rid of a factory in Vandalia, Illinois, and another one in Memphis, Tennessee. So the whole industrial business these days is who's going to give me the best deal. And I think our people are saying we have the template now for making good offers for people to come in and either expand or move to Missouri.
It's in keeping with our state motto.
Yeah, sure.
You can have your tax break. Show me the actual factory and jobs, and you can have the tax break.
Well, I think one of the things Bob said that I think really resonates with me is that everybody knew what our proposal was. I mean, it's out there, public, and so it did allow Canada to see it, know what to do to match it. I think one of the things, too, Greg Steinhoff, State Economic Development Director, said throughout, Missouri had not been a major player in mega projects. The mega projects have been out, and there are not very many of them. There's a big philosophical difference on whether you should go for mega projects or whether you should concentrate on smaller ones, what makes the greatest return. But we have seen some things that have slipped through Missouri's fingers, and they may have anyway, but Missouri was not a major player and didn't make a major play for them. And Greg Steinhoff insists that our work from Bombardier has heightened Missouri's the awareness of Missouri among industry. And so now people who would never have thought of the state before are now paying attention because Missouri came through with this big tax incentive program for a major project.
And I would think we would be comparable to many of the other Midwest states as far as wages and education and
I think wasn't one of the things they liked about Kansas City the fact we had workers there who mm-hmm. I mean we've had a proud auto past in Kansas City
plus TWA had its overhaul base
yes
there.
That's right
American
yeah.
Airlines had so there was a certain number
skill
of people
level.
Who had that skill and they were mm-hmm. still in the market even though they'd been out of jobs for several years since American cut the heck out of the overhaul base there so they had that going for them.
Well, did I see that we have a new full-time reporter?
Yes, we do.
I think I listened to a report this morning from her. What's her name?
Amanda.
Laura?
Aurora Meyer.
Oh, okay.
We said Amanda because actually Steve Walsh, who's on vacation this week, has mistakenly
referred
called
to her.
Amanda.
Yeah, in
so
an email.
We have someone.
So we don't even know her name.
We have someone in our department who's Tyler, who we affectionately refer to as Travis, so that works
out. Well, that was the president of the company.
Exactly.
His name, right?
Exactly.
Wrong, didn't it?
So we've even made name tags.
Aurora, and she's...
Aurora Meyer, and she comes to us from San Antonio, Texas, where she worked for a Fox television station in San Antonio as a producer. And before that, she worked for the Southeast Missourian in Cape Girardeau on the newspaper side. Her husband is a web page designer for the San Antonio newspaper, now is doing some page work up in Columbia for the Tribune. So
and
she brings
back at MU going,
yeah, going to MU to go to graduate mm-hmm. school.
Well, that's cool.
So she brings some really excellent skills to us. And as we record this, this is only her fourth day on the job, and she's a go-getter.
She's already made the podcast.
And so we're going to have a good time.
we're going to
really enjoy having her work with us because I think she's a real live wire.
Well, that's good stuff. I don't really want to weigh in on the InBev Bob Weiser thing. Everything that could be said has already been said. And unless you guys have anything specific.
I wonder how much difference this really makes. As long as somebody can get their Budweiser Light, their Bud Light or whatever, who cares
you
whether
don't
it's
think
owned
the consumers
by somebody
are
in
care
Brazil.
Much.
Oh, yeah, not if they can. I don't drink, so it doesn't bother me one way or another, frankly, as long as I don't kill the horses. But
yeah, the horses are pretty. I'd like for them
nice.
To keep them
but,
around.
But you know they will. They're probably going to spin off simple. some of the theme parks that Anheuser-Busch has.
I've heard that exact argument made, and someone said the only difference that the American consumer will notice is if they lift up their bottle and look at the bottom, it would say InBev instead of...
Well, it'll be Anheuser-Busch InBev is what they're going to call it. One thing we did have this week was the latest campaign finance reports were filed, the 3 weeks before the election campaign finance reports. And I added up how much people had donated to the candidates for governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, and treasurer. And in this quarter, this last 3 months... these people collected $5.4 million.
Wow.
And
just think what would happen if that was used in productive activities
yeah.
and, for and, the economy.
Jay Nixon got $1.75 million of that.
Wow.
So, and if you look at the list of what people have given to the candidates, you'll find that by and large, the Democrats are raising more money than the Republicans up and down the line. And in fact, Nixon got almost as much money in this last quarter as both Republican candidates did combined.
Wow.
And Sam Page, who's running against Peter Kinder for lieutenant governor, he almost raised as much money this quarter as Kinder did.
And against an incumbent, that's
against an incumbent, that's
And he always
good.
Had to remember on campaign finance, the money flows. It's kind of interesting. My money usually flows to who people think
are going to win.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people think there is certain ideological betting here and there.
Sure.
But money flows to people who they think are going to win.
And this week, one of the big public employee unions, I think it is, just made a big media buy to start running commercials on behalf of Jay Nixon. So he's not dipping into his political money at all, but the union is. And some people are wondering, oh, why is he doing this? Because he doesn't have any opposition in the primary election.
I believe I've already seen commercials run by him.
Well, you might have. And you know, I think there are several reasons for that. Number one,
Brent. I get a shrug from Brent.
The two Republican candidates have been getting a lot of publicity with their candidacies, with their competition.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, folks, don't forget.
By the
way, Jay Nixon's out here.
Yeah, by the way.
Nixon's out here. He's running too. And just to get the name out there to remind people that he's going to be there after August. So, but it is a huge buy. They're spending a ton of money as an independent group.
In order to win a $200,000 a year job.
I think they're counting on more than his salary.
Remember the $200,000 a year job is the CEO of a $22 billion corporation, which
exactly.
is the state of Missouri.
That InBev's going to buy.
did Brito take over the entire state of Missouri?
State of Missouri brought to you by InBev.
Wow, that puts it in perspective. Think about that.
Yeah.
State of Missouri, $22
billion. Yeah.
Anheuser-Busch, $52
billion. It really does. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of money.
Guys, thanks for your time. I think on that note, let's move on. Sorry, it's been a few days since we got together, and we'll be more consistent next week.
Okay. Not with Brent, though. He'll be gone.
I'll be gone.
Brent, go away.
I will.
Bob and I will meet without you.
I'm going to be on vacation. You'll have Walsh. Yeah. You can always bring John Allison
Great.
In. He's always glad to be here.
Absolutely. He is glad to be here. Thanks for your time. You've been listening to the Missouri Net Press Pass. Have a great day.